Thank you for joining us on this November the 17th in the year of our Lord 2024 for our devotional service sponsored by the Trap and Faith Chapel United Methodist Churches. Our call to worship. Shout aloud and sing for joy, for great in our midst is the Holy One. Look up and raise your hands, because your redemption is drawing near. Let us pray. Eternal God, before the earth was formed, or even after it shall cease to be, you are God. Break into our short span of life and show us those things that are eternal, that we may serve your purpose in all we do. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continuing our reading in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Our devotion. Do you ever have to be reminded about something important? Let me illustrate. A husband cringes always when his wife says, "Don't you remember what today is?" His mind races to find an answer. Is it her birthday, or our anniversary, or our first date? He knows if he guesses wrong on any of those three dates, the conversation will haunt him for the rest of his life. So he faces the music and asks, "No, what is it?" And his wife says, "You promised to take the dog to the vet today while I was away." He senses great relief in his mind that it wasn't one of those big days and responds. And he says, "Thanks for reminding me." Matthew is reminding us about the big question, who Jesus is. A teacher? Yes. A worker of miracles? Yes. A smart man? Of course. But he is bigger than any of these. He is the Son of God. If you have seen me, he said, you have seen the Father. If you have known me, you have known the Father. The work he is doing is deeply rooted in who Jesus is as the Son of God. Before Matthew goes any further in his story, he wants us to grasp who he is writing about and who he is asking us to believe in and entrust our destiny to. The confrontations of the future are going to amass against Jesus. Those confrontations about Jesus continue to our very own day. If you need to be reminded of how many people are against Jesus today, do what I will do on occasion. When the New York Times writes a straightforward article on some aspect of Christianity, read the comments people make in response. They are, way too often, passionately negative, sometimes hateful. It makes me cringe to read them. But none of this was unknown to Jesus. Like last week's reading, Jesus knew about rejection. And of course, the cross awaits Jesus later in Matthew as the ultimate rejection of the world against Jesus, against the one who is their creator and redeemer. We need to be certain that the person all the smart and cool kids believe is a fraud. You believe he is your Savior. There is a professor at the Harvard Law School who converted to Catholicism. His colleagues were shocked that such a smart professor would make such a decision. Like, why would you do that when you have reached the full status of a professor at Harvard? To them, becoming a Catholic was a step backward. On the other side, another highly esteemed professor at Harvard Business School was a Mormon. He always taught an elective course on values to students who were about ready to leave Harvard for the highest levels of business in our world. His classes were always full. Students remarked years later that it was the most important class they took at Harvard. Our intellect can get in the way of what our souls require to live. So Matthew is allowing us to overhear a conversation Jesus has with God the Father. All things, he says, have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Who does the Son choose? We read in verse 28, those who come to him with a childlike mind, a mind open to believe what the parent says, and is ready to trust no matter what happens. This past October, when we were on vacation, there at the beach, there was a mother with two of her children. Jeannie and I were fascinated with her and the interactions that she had with her children. Her daughter looked to be around 3 years of age, and her son was like 9 months old. Of course, her little boy stayed right with her, taking the cookies and the treats and always reaching up his arms to his mom, and his mother would take him and reposition him. And the daughter, she would be running around, jumping, putting sand in her bucket and pouring it out. But one thing we noticed is that she never wandered far from her mother. She kept within close proximity to where her mother was, so that when her mother called, she would come. You see, this is childlike living. Jesus invites us to come to him because, unfortunately, we human beings have a bad habit of wandering away from Jesus, even rejecting him by the way we live. But Jesus still invites us to come, and our coming to him brings great joy to Jesus, and it does also to us when we truly grasp who he is for us. This is a silly and simple illustration, but it was important to me. This week, Rucat, who is my buddy, spends the days out of doors because our daughter found him on the street in Casablanca. She couldn't return him back to Morocco, so he has ever since lived with us. I hardly ever see him during the day. Occasionally, I will get reports from a neighbor who will say, oh, I saw him on my fence the other day. He just wanders all around the neighborhood, wherever he wants to go. I've always thought it would be nice to put some kind of monitor on him to just see exactly where he does go. But this week, in the middle of the afternoon, I saw him running across the street, meowing with great intensity, and he was looking at me and running straight toward me. When he got to me, I saw that he had caught a mole and was bringing me his prize. He wanted me to pet him and praise him for being such a good hunter. I have to say, both of us had great joy in our coming together with him coming unto me. Just think the joy that Jesus speaks about, and why he welcomes us to come to him. Let us hear his words again. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Indeed, that includes us all. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let us pray. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Let us pray. O Lord my God, I thank you that you have not rejected us because we are sinners, but you have made us, through who you are, worthy to partake of your holy mysteries. We thank you that you have prepared us, unworthy that we may be, to partake of your most pure and heavenly gifts. Glory to you, O God. Glory to you. We pray today for those who have been ill and are recovering, that you will continue to give them strength in body, soul, and spirit. We pray for those who mourn the loss of loved ones. We are thankful, O Lord, for all of the people in our lives who help make our lives better, for the farmers, for the people who produce our food, for those who call us up and are become good friends to us. We thank you for our families and the ability that you have given to us to bind us together with a very special cord of love. And so, O Lord, now in this time, we lift up to you others who stand in the need of prayer. And we pray, O God, in the name of our Lord, who has taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now let us receive the benediction. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. And may this blessing of the eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with you now and always. Amen. Thank you for joining us for our devotion this Sunday, and may God bless you this week.